I'm one of your clients, but you treat me like family, and I appreciate that. So having that personal reach out to say, hey, I'm with you, meant so much to us. But as a native Floridian, Sybil, I've been through many hurricanes, but none of this magnitude. It was flat out frightening. And so everything that the media said it was going to be in terms of the risk associated with the storm surge and the power of the winds coming through was every bit of that. So there was nothing hyped about it. We most certainly experienced that. In terms of the devastation, you know, in our area of Southwest Florida, we cover 43 communities over 7 counties. And many of those communities were devastated and totally ravaged. There was a lot of loss of life. There was a loss of property. And many of these individuals, both personally as well as the organizations that they represent, it's going to be years before they're able to recover from this. And so as a community foundation that is the center of the hourglass of philanthropy, we were smack dab in the middle of all of this, being a center that people would call and reach out to be connected to different resources along with us and the local United Way. And so we most certainly felt the brunt of that, of people saying, my house has been destroyed. Will you be offering any coaching or seminars or funding to help us get back on our feet, or at least point us in the right direction in terms of who to contact? There, when the aftermath of the hurricane leads a lot of dishonesty around insurance fraud and issues like that. So even getting involved as a community foundation with the legal aspect of reaching out to a team of lawyers who could provide some intel on what they should do has been very, very useful, not to mention our grant making, which you help us with, has gone a long way. I mean, $5,000-$10,000 grant seems like the lottery for a lot of these organizations who, again, walked away with nothing. So that's just at a very high level of what's been going on here in Southwest Florida.